even though you lived it, you didn't see the point in it. So guess what? You lived it.
Yeah.
At the same time, somebody without your experience gets to see the byproduct of what you do. And that's why I believe the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are the called upon them. Because he said, I'm going to let some people see the end of your story.
Jesus.
And they don't understand what you've been through. And they don't know you would have gave up. Saved somebody. Spoken the word. There's somebody up here tonight. God said, I'm about to deliver you to another level tonight.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because you said to this, say, well, I need my father.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
I end where I began.
Yes.
He said, if you believe in the Lord your God,
yes.
He said, that establishes you.
Yes.
But if you believe his prophets, that prospers you.
Yes.
See, prophecy matters. Why? Because it says, anybody can follow God. That ain't cold. But can you follow the God that's housed in this flesh? Can you trust the God that's living right here? When the prophet speaks, God has spoken. Can you hear God? Because you can't. You don't like the message. Can you get to the place where you are? And God.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Inspirations with Pastor Charles E. Brumfield Jr. We hope this broadcast was a blessing to your life. For more information on the ministry or to send a love gift, you can write us at Charles E. Brumfield Jr. Ministries, P.O. Box 2848, Hammond, Louisiana, 70404. Or you can email us at PastorCEBJR@gmail.com. That's PastorCEBJR@gmail.com. Live a victorious life in Jesus.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. Just gonna get off of that why does God think so much of man and get back on Satan and his deceptions. Satan will cause you to think that you're doing the right thing when you're doing just the opposite. He'll have you to put off things that you should be doing and telling you, oh, you got plenty of time, you got plenty of time. You don't have to worry about that. Nobody's concerned about that. He has all kind of ways of making you believe his lies and not believe in God's truth. I'm going to show you. You can be intending to do something really important, and all of a sudden somebody will come by that's never, very seldom, come around your house. They'll come by knocking on the door. Man, take me over here. Take me over there. Let's go so and so and so. To get your mind off of what God has told you to do. He'll have you believing that people who don't really care about you, he'll have you believing they care about you. And the people that do care about you, he'll have you thinking they're doing it. It's his way of doing things. And if he can get you off of what God told you, his mission is accomplished. You see, we think sometimes we have to do something fantastic, and it's not all about that. It's good, of course it's good when somebody do something fantastic, but if you see the self-con is what pays off most for him, and you have to have been con in order to know a con. My great-grandfather told me something when he found out I was gambling. I left home when I was 13, and he found out I was gambling. He called me and said, "Boy," I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You know, if you're going to gamble, you need to learn how to cheat." And him being a Baptist preacher, I said, "Papa," he said, "What?" I said, "Well, how is it that you, being a Baptist preacher, telling me that I need to learn how to cheat if I'm going to gamble?" He said, "No, I'm not telling you to cheat, son. What I'm telling you is you need to know cheating when you see it." You know? So it didn't make much sense to me then because I was already cheating. But as I got older, I realized that some games you see that you would not pay attention to is the little things that people don't pay attention to. And that's why it's easier to steal from a man when he's looking at you than to wait. And I found out this to be true. See, I ran with some little thugs when I was a youngster. And I found this to be true. I knew this old boy, we'd walk in the place and pick up what he wanted and put it under his coat and walk on out. Walk on through the building and then go on out to another door or something. And they never paid no attention to him. But if you went in there looking around, we used to steal comic books then. I never was into the big time stealing, but I did like comic books, and I'd steal comic books. And we'd go in there looking around the comic rack, and the old woman would say, "Bell, what are you looking at, boys? What are you looking at? You want a comic book, you buy. You don't stand to read the comic book and then don't buy. We sell the comic books." And 9 times out of 10, we'd walk out with nothing. He'd go in there and pick up the books he wanted and put them under his shirt and walk on through. I said, "Man, how is it you do that?" He said, "Well, it's easy to steal from people when they're watching you." He said, "When they ain't watching you, then that's when they're really watching you, because they're trying to make you think they're not watching you, but they're watching you. So now you walk in like you buying something, going to buy something. You walk in and get it and walk around with it a few minutes and then walk on out." But Satan will do the same thing to us. He works little games that you would never think that mattered. If he can get you to put off what you have to do today or tomorrow, then tomorrow he'll bring up some situation that you won't do it tomorrow, so you put it off for the next day. I'm talking about this because I'm talking about this program I'm doing here. I get up on Monday morning with my mind made up to do this program, but somebody will come by and want to go to town or want to go somewhere or want me to do something, and I think, well, this old boy do need some help, and I got time. I got tomorrow. If I miss it today, I'll do it tomorrow. And I get up the next day, but I'm going to do it today. Well, it's not quite time yet. Okay, so you get up and eat breakfast. Wait till after you eat breakfast. You eat breakfast, you sit down, you know anything, you're nodding, going back to sleep. And you wake up, it's time, I could do it. And that time the phone rings, somebody you want to talk to, and you still don't do it, get it done. Well, as always, tomorrow, I can do it tomorrow. And next thing you know, doing it tomorrow, it's too late. The girl's gone for the morning, and the afternoon girl's gone too, both of them. So I find this is working in my life now. And I pray to God that he will fix it for me. And the only way that I can see to fix it is to do what you got to do when you got to do it. When it comes to your mind, go ahead and do it. and let some things wait, because we have to, you have to pick out what you think is most important, or what's most important to you. And I'm finding myself doing that. And sometimes I think maybe I ought to quit this. And that's what he really wants me to do. So I'm not going to do it. I keep saying I'm not going to do it. And sometimes I wind up missing this week, and they'll put a substitute in for me. And I say, oh, well, that's good. They put a substitute in. But pretty soon, you're going to be hearing messages that I did over a year ago. And pretty soon, you'll be hearing the same thing over and over again. And Satan don't really care about it. He don't make no difference about what I said a year ago. Of course, some of the things I said a year ago are important now, but I want to say more. And sometimes you work on you in this way. Well, ain't nobody responding to what you said. You ain't getting no mail, so why should you worry about putting the program on? Ain't nobody thinking about what you're saying, man. You could have that money to buy you some of this or get you a that or whatever. Get you a toy to play with. Well, it's a game. Life is a big, big game you play. And there was a sign in Chicago said, "Life is a funny game. By the time you learn the rules, you're too old to play." And I think about that. That was one of the wisdom sayings that I picked up in the streets. You get a lot of wisdom in the streets. You learn a lot of things in the streets that you should know in the church, but church folks are so busy being holy. And that's why Satan can wreak havoc in the church. Because you don't smoke. Because if you smoke, you're going to hell. But I found that sometimes some people need to smoke. So if they ask me for buy them a pack of cigarettes, I'll buy them a pack of cigarettes. Because at that time, they need that. If they want a drink, I buy them a drink, because they need the drink more than they need the food, according to their own thinking. So sometimes we need to go over what we think and what we do and get to know what God thinks and do what he said do, and that way we'll come out right. But so many times we have overlooked what really needs to be done, doing what they say need to be done. And I don't prepare these little messages I have. So sometimes I may sound like I'm wandering, and I am wandering, trying to get back to what God has said to me. And so sometimes I may sound like I'm little just off, but don't stop listening, because somewhere along the way, as we used to have a saying, a blind sow finds an acorn sometimes. And if you listen, you can learn from even a foolish man like me. And I thank you for listening. And I thank God for allowing me this opportunity to have something to say to my people on this public radio.